Hello?
Hi, Derek. I'm not sure what happened with that call, but I wasn't able to hear you at all. It did not disconnect, but I couldn't hear you. I don't know if you could still hear me at the end of that call.
Go ahead.
Okay. Are you messaging your brother right now, or is he's not there with you?
No, I'm just messaging him.
Okay, I gotcha.
So
if you're like kind of waiting, if this other company who is supposed to build a website for you, if their hands are tied until your Google listing is untied, you know, obviously that's kind of a limbo state. There's not a lot going on right now. This is going to get the ball rolling. You know, it's going to get things moving forward for you. If you ever do decide to not have that other site built, you'd already have a website in place at no cost. If you decide down the road, if that website does get built, it's just a real easy switch for us to promote that website and all the content that we create. And like I said, you'll have access to the website that we build. Your brother will have access to it too. You can make changes to it if you want. I mean, in fact, if that other company wanted to get in there and make changes to our website, they could do that if they don't want to build a website from scratch. But you'll have access to that. You'll have access to your Google listing once we get that activated for you. You'll be the owners of that listing.
4.2 out of 1,000 views.
My hair. Better Bureau. This is better.
All right, give me one thing. I'm looking at something, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions, though?
Yeah, I guess just one more, and you might have already answered it, but just kind of refresh my memory. How long does it take to get on Google? You said 10 days.
Great question. Yeah, so yeah, I was in the process of answering that question. You know, to get you verified, to get your listing unsuspended and active, that takes usually 5 to 10 business days. Now, for the optimum return on your investment, the best case scenario, best placement, we say 30 days. But it is a month-to-month service. We have to get you on that first page and get your phone ringing even in that first month.
Okay. Yeah, the main thing is in 10 days, I'll be able to go on there and see if you guys create my website and everything. I'll be able to go on there and find out those things.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. That is, like I said, we do everything from the very beginning. We don't sit on anything. We don't have to wait for the pieces to fall into place. We get everything started right away. So there's multiple hands working on your account, doing many things all at once to make this happen for you quickly. Like I said, we offer the service on a month-to-month basis. The reason it's listed, that platinum package, or the pricing on that website, that link that I sent out to you, the reason that platinum package is listed at $599 with a $299 setup fee, that $898 is about what we spend on our end in the first month. The time, the resources, and in some cases, the direct cost to get that going for you. We are not going to break even here for you until we earn your business for a few months. But I certainly wouldn't offer it to you below our cost if I didn't already know you were going to be successful with it. Like I said, in just a couple of weeks, I'll be celebrating my 12-year anniversary with this company. I know you're going to be successful with this service.
Okay. All right.
So like I said, I do have to get through the voice verification before the end of the call anyway. I can read it before I ask you for that form of payment, and if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. So give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Estes. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Always Driven Services, LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Derek Estes, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Estes, as the owner of Always Driven Services, LLC, Derek, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Derek, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Estes, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Derek, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Estes, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads, and again, there's no direct conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important is that we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire somebody else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Estes, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost, including the website, with it being month to month, of course, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 1st of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Again, Derek, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is in fact an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. Of course, the calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated searches, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads, the website is also included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will and no contract. So that does in fact mean that you can stop at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or want to pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Derek, all that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Estes, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Derek, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Derek, that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Yeah. And then also when, like, you guys set it up on Google, like, where people can leave us reviews and all that?
Correct, yes. In fact, we can help you get those reviews. We'll send you a sample thank you letter. You can use it verbatim for inspiration or just, you know, get rid of it entirely. As long as you use the link that would be included there, that will go directly to the review tab of your Google listing. You just send it out as an email, and you can send it to multiple people. Just use the BCC function so they don't know that you're sending it to more than one person. It's as easy as answering an email for them. They click on it. It goes right to your Google listing. It takes literally 5 seconds for them to click how many stars they want to give you, maybe 5 minutes if they want to write a few kind words. But in that way, the reviews populate right where you need them the most, right where they benefit you the most, which is right on your Google listing.
Okay, and then how, you said you send that out and then I just literally forward the email to them?
Correct, yeah. You can copy and paste the entire thank you letter with the link embedded in it, and you can put in multiple emails. Again, just use the BCC function so they don't see all the other emails that you've included. You only have to do that one time or you know, as often as you need to, but you can send that to more than one person at a time.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, if you go to Google right now and just type in Always Driven Services,
yeah,
does anything pop up for you?
Well, I mean, you do, yeah, not your Google listing. Yeah, so when I do that, and again, I'm looking, you know, not how a customer would look. I'm looking for what is online for your business, business name, zip code, phone number. So what comes up here is your Facebook page, and then there's an Angie's profile. It looks like also Nextdoor. So there's a few things that pop up online. Now, obviously, we don't want your customers to need to search for you specifically. We don't want them to even need to know your business name. As long as they're in your service area needing your services and looking for those types of things, those keywords related to your services, that's when your website, your listing will be popping up there, whether they're searching on Google or Bing, whether they're searching on a smartphone, computer, or really any device that accesses the Internet.
Okay.
So now, as far as your client interview goes, the last one is scheduled at 6 o'clock, so we wouldn't be able to do that today, but we could do as early as 10 a.m. tomorrow. We might be booked for that first appointment, though, and anything prior to that. There's definitely, though, there's 11, 12, 1, 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon, or not this afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, you could do 4, 5, or 6. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, maybe a little later on, or even towards the very end of the day?
10 o'clock wouldn't be bad. Now, what are we going to go over, like, just
perfect,
all the details like I want on the website and stuff?
Exactly. It's called a client interview. So we talk to you in detail about how you want your website to look, anything like a mission statement or slogan, what's unique about your business. We talk to you in detail about your services and your service area. That allows us to get the information that we need to get the process started, get your website built. Now, of course, like I said, we'll generate that list of keywords. You can say, hey, I like it, or can you add this or get rid of that? We can always change the content later on down the road. Really, as many times as you need us to change it, we'll make those updates for you.
Okay.
So we could schedule it at 10. It would be from 10 to 11. That's the hour window. But the call usually would get to you right at or towards the very beginning of that hour. Take about 30 minutes after that. If I, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Like I said, it's just really basic knowledge questions off the top of your head. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open so I can be on that phone call. Now, at 9 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email an hour prior to that 10 o'clock, just to let you know that, again, it's scheduled at 10, and in a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is also just for your records. You don't even have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English.
Okay.
And then that initial
payment. Yeah, I never did get an email.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can. I was.
Only
kind
thing
of,
I got was a. Just
the
direct
text,
message, which was okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll get everything in writing. In fact, the voice verification that we went over just a minute or so ago, it does get sent out to you in writing as well.
Okay.
Okay. So that initial investment, was that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name first and last on the card, any middle initial or the business name?
It's Derek Estes, and underneath of it's Always Driven LLC.
Okay, perfect. And then you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Derek, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 4246-3153. 4992-4280.
And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration is 11/27.
11/2027. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
540.
So 540 on the back, November or 11/2027 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Estes, was the card itself 42-46-31-53-49-92-42-80?
Yes.
And does that bill at the 10745 West Russell Road in Sydney, 45365?
Possibly. It might be under a different address. I don't know if that matters.
Would the zip code be different?
It could be.
Okay.
Because me and my brother both got business cards.
Gotcha. Okay. So we'll know if that's the accurate billing address or not. And then the other thing that I did want to do here, just to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account and another level of security. In fact, it is a security question. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are associated with Always Driven Services LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And even more importantly, especially a week from now or a month from now or anywhere down the road, if you start getting phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they cannot provide that information to you basically immediately, then it would not be us, and you should definitely not entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that for sure wouldn't be us. They definitely wouldn't know that information, and again, you should just politely let them go. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly does state that it bills once a month on the first of the month for exactly $2.99, and it would never be a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Champ. C-H-A-M-P.
Champ. So I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. So even our client interview technician will know that information. Like I said, I will try to be on that call when we call you tomorrow at 10. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah. Here are your credentials.
You've gotten a couple of them. I'm waiting for the Local Splash initial invoice to appear. I'm not sure why that one hasn't come out. It's usually the first one. But the emails are sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so they do sometimes get separated out. Let me just refresh my system.
I might have got the invoice. Oh, that's just a number.
So I think I... Yeah, oh, there it is. You just got it. It's odd that it wasn't the very first one. It almost always is the first one, but a lot of times they come together. But when they don't, it was interesting to see that not be the first one. But you should have it now. I just refreshed my system, and that's really the one that we need you to see. The other one, the welcome email, has our client support information. Most emails do. The welcome email does have your login credentials for your tracking system. You don't have to log in right now. We have to do your client interview first before your tracking system will become active. You'll get by email and text notification when your tracking system is active. The other one, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, that will help us. And it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but any photos of tools or equipment, your service vehicle. Obviously, there's no physical workplace. Google's fine with where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but that will help us to really kind of hit home the fact that you are an active business, you're a legitimate company. That's going to help us expedite the process. Now, the one email that I did want you to see, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open up that one, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here. So click on those two words, click here. That is hyperlinked to the terms of experience. You'll see everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Services beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Of course, that means we're going to make sure you have an active Google Business Profile. We are going to mirror the content on Bing for the 1 out of 10 people who will search there. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We are doing the custom website for you, the Facebook ads, and everything else. You'll see the long line that goes across it, and it populates your phone number and a few boxes. We want you to click all of the boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages to the number on file, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder of the card, the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Again, it is month to month, though, and you can stop at any time. Once you have those boxes clicked, click on the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it and simply type in your first and last name. Hit the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored longer box. If you're on your phone, you might have to turn it sideways in landscape mode. That box will pop up a little bit higher. I've heard people say that they can't quite click on it if it's not in landscape mode. But once you click on that confirm signature box, it does a few things. First of all, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're including the website, waiving your setup fee, etc. It does also expedite the process of both the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not, and for us to get started on that Google verification process. We actually will still be in the office until the top of the hour, giving us about 20 minutes to get that process started. So that's going to help us. And again, your client interview is scheduled for tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Now, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that form if it asks you for a username and password. You don't have to go that next step. That's just our automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking system. Now, like I said, you'll get the reminder email at 9 o'clock tomorrow. I did also just send you a client or a calendar invite to your email address. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's really no problem if you do, but it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. It looks like it might have inadvertently popped up in the wrong place.
This took me to a Local Splash, the credentials.
Correct, yeah.
After I signed this up, so...
It does ask you to log into your tracking system. Your tracking system is actually not active yet. It's just our automated system. It's coming from the same dashboard. dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. So our automated system thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system right now. You can do that at any point in time, but it will give you a message right now saying that your tracking system is not yet active.
Okay, so you want me to log in or not really?
You don't have to, but let me pull up real quick. Your username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. And that you cannot change. It's in our system the same way, but designed for it to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So your username is 937-638-4772. Your default password is mymoney, all lowercase, no space, M-Y-M-O-N-E-Y. You can change that password at any point in time. All of that information is contained in your welcome email. Now, other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am in between phone calls. I certainly will try to be. It does look like I do have one other client scheduled for that exact same time. So I'll ask if my client interview agents might be able to space them out. It really takes a minute or so for me to say a quick hello and introduce you to your technician. So hopefully I will not be on that other one when our technician is calling you tomorrow. But real pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate your kindness, your patience. You made me laugh a couple of times. You know, I know exactly what you're going through with kids and sports. So I definitely do hope I can say a quick hello to you tomorrow. I am excited to get this going for you. I'm looking forward to getting your business out there, getting your website going, and whether we end up promoting a different website down the road or not. The important thing is that Google listing being active, being in front of the eyes of people looking for your services. We really are looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
Awesome. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much, Derek. You have a great rest of the day, Mr. Estes, and we'll be calling you tomorrow around 10.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.